Are y'all ready for some word? As we go back to chapter 8 of Romans, I want to just highlight one verse. As our key verse says, God, get ready to bless you. Open your hearts now and your minds to receive it. Y'all might have to help me preach this. Is that all right? Verse 31 again says, what then? Shall we say to these things, if God is for us, who can be against us? No matter what you're going through, no matter all the things that you might be dealing with, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Walk with me today from this topic. God's got it. God's got it. Folk have a tendency to want to explain everything, give you an explanation and a reason and a rationale for everything. A lot of times they're off. But it's good to know that through all of that, God's got it. Y'all repeat after me. I know it don't look good, but God's got it. Anybody feel like the devil's been attacking them lately? Every time you think you're about to get over one problem, here comes another. Well, I've got news for you. It's going to be all right. Because God's got it. God's leaning in your direction. Did y'all catch that one? Amen. Did y'all really receive that? God's leaning in your direction. Thank you, Lord. And he's working it all out for you. Y'all believe that today?
Thank you, Lord.
And if no one else needs to hear that today, I do. Amen. Y'all help me out again. Y'all say it again. God's got it.
God's got it.
It's a tough world out there, church. So much going on around us these days. Am I right? Amen. So much we don't understand. Just one bad thing after another. More and more turmoil in the White House. And after hearing so much bad news day after day after day, it's good to know that in spite of all that,
God's got it.
God's got it. Oh, that verse 31 just resonated with me. What do you got to say with all these things? That's called, if God be for you, who? No matter how much power they think they got, if God be for you, who can be against you? God is saying today, be of good cheer. I got this. How many of y'all believe that? I hear him. He said, I got this. Stop worrying. Stop fretting. I got this. Anybody stop yet?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Church, the fact of the matter is, all of us carry weight in this life. Am I right?
Yeah.
All of us have burdens that get a little heavy sometimes. And all of us have a cross to bear. And we carry stress. We carry worries. We carry even burdens of others. And the weight of our own sins weighs us down. Y'all know the mess we cause? Weight. Even with all this weight, it's easy for us to fall into this trap, thinking that we have everything figured out, or that we can take care. care of our problems on our own, of and ourselves, we can't do anything. How many of y'all know that? I know a lot of us think we're real smart. But of and ourselves, we can't do anything. God says, I got this. Y'all hear him? And he says, I got you. Y'all repeat after me again. God's got it.
God's got it.
Don't that sound good? It's good to know. I don't know about you, but I get in some situations sometimes. I don't know what to do. Anybody ever been at a crossroads? They don't have any idea which way to go. God is saying, I got this. Sometimes there are things we can fix ourselves, but most times we don't have a clue. In fact, most times what we do, we end up making it worse. You have a witness? When we get overwhelmed with the things we are carrying and not able to figure things out, that's where God wants us to be.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's when he reminds us, I got this. He told us, cast all your cares upon me. He told us, come all ye that are weary and heavy laden, you know, and those that are carrying all this weight, he said, I'll give you what? Rest. Amen? Yeah. Church, God got it. Y'all repeat after me one more time. God's got it.
God's got it.
Y'all got to say that like you really have some convictions. God's got it.
God's got it.
Yes, he does.
Thank you, Lord. Some things only God can get us through. How many of y'all know that?
Amen.
Some things only God can take care of. My brothers and sisters, every day we're in a spiritual battle. Am I right? And Satan is dropping bombs every day, and we're faced with demonic snipers every day trying to take us out and trying to destroy us. But no weapon formed against us shall prosper. God said, if God is for us, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. You got to believe today that God's got you. With all the stuff going on in your life and with all the bad things going on around you, how can you be assured that God's got it? Well, God's going to tell you now. Y'all want to hear it?
Go ahead.
A few things God wants to leave you. God's got it. The first thing is this. We can trust him for everything. We can trust him for everything. We can trust him. How many of y'all trust him? We can trust him for everything. He's going to give you a perspective right now. He's going to put it in perspective for you. Why you truly can believe. Why you truly can trust that he can take care of everything. Let's go back to verse 31 and pick up a couple of verses. It says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? But watch this, verse 32. He says, he who did not spare his own son. Don't miss this. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? I don't know about you, but that was a shouting point for me.
Thank you, Lord.
Didn't he put it in perspective? Then listen. If I gave my one and only son for you, what makes you think there ain't nothing else I would do for you? trust him for everything. God says, if I gave up my son, don't you know I'll give you anything? Ain't God good?
All the time.
How many of y'all really, really trust God today?
Thank you, Lord.
How many really believe him at his word? You heard him say, if I be for you, who can be against you? But yet, some still doubt him. You think it's hard right now? Stop trusting God. I recommend that you never stop putting your trust in the Lord. He delivered up his own son for us and freely gives us all things. Trust him. Jesus wants you to know today, since he died for you, are you trusting his Father? Do you believe that God's got it today? Do you believe him when he said, bring me your tithe, give me your first fruits, then I'll bless you? Or do you believe him when he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and I'll take care of all the rest? All these other things will be added unto you. Do you believe him when he said, I'll never leave nor forsake you? His word says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor is seed begging bread. We can trust him for everything. Am I right about it?
Yes, sir.
I get the sense from these verses today that everything is going to be all right. How about you?
Amen.
If we trust God, everything is going to be all right. If God is for us, who can be against? If God is for us, who can be against? If he gave up his son for us, he'll do anything for us. Do you trust him for something that he said? Or do you trust him in everything that he said?
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all repeat after me. God's got it.
God's got it.
Yeah, he does. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Jesus taught us a lot. How many of y'all agree with that?
Amen.
Yeah, Jesus taught us a lot. What he taught us should relieve a lot of our tension. And what he taught us, it should give us inner peace. Can I prove it to you?
Go ahead.
In John 14 and 1, he told us, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In John 15 and 5, he told us, I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and in I in him bears much fruit. In John 16 and 24, he told us, until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. God wants you to know he's got it. Do y'all believe it? There's a story about a Christian soldier who went off to war. And well, one day he and his buddy were walking out to inspect a car when the car exploded. They were knocked up into the air about 100 feet and came crashing down to the ground. When they got up and started brushing themselves off, the Christian soldier started to scream. He said, I'm still alive. Praise God Almighty. I'm still alive. Church, there are certain things that happens to us in this life that will blow us away. Am I right? But we can always trust God to make everything all right. God. And first of all, we can trust him for everything. Y'all still praying with me?
Everything.
Not only we can trust him for everything, but the second thing is we know we're joined with him. We know we're joined with him. God's got it. We know we're joined with him. How many of y'all feel connected to God today?
Amen.
Come on, let's pick up the word. Pick up that verse 33 with me. Let's walk through a few verses. Y'all still praying with me?
Go ahead.
Verse 33 says, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? We know we're joined with him. Anybody feel connected to God today?
Thank you, Lord.
Do you really feel connected to Jesus? God says nobody can bring a charge against us. Did y'all catch that?
Amen.
Nobody can condemn us. Nobody can separate us from him. God says, I'm the one who justifies. Jesus is the one who died. And nothing you go through can separate you from me and from my love. That was the most shouting point for me. Y'all still praying with me? In John 16, Jesus said, in me you may have peace. Apostle Paul used the phrase in Christ over 100 times. Jesus said, in me you may have peace. In who?
In me.
In Jesus. We're joined with him. How many of y'all feel joined with him today?
Thank you,
Lord. How many really feel connected with your Lord and Savior?
Amen.
The Apostle Paul said, in Christ. Paul was talking about a union. He was talking about a connection. God was talking about being in him and never separate from him. Who's got a connection with Jesus today?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We can never afford to be disconnected from God. Amen?
Amen.
Anybody ever heard the expression, we're joined at the hips?
Amen.
Yeah, Jesus is saying, when you are in me, we're joined at the hip. We are connected. Things tend to get a whole lot worse when we get disconnected from the Lord. Do I have a witness? If we're disconnected from God, that means we are connected to something or somebody else. But when we are in him, when we're in Jesus, and he is in us, we are filled by him. We are connected to. Anybody feeling like they feel today? Anybody feel by Jesus?
Amen.
And there's other things that can fill us up. Are you filled with the Spirit today? Are you filled with Jesus? I love that song, Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. We can believe that we are joined with him today. How many of y'all feel really joined with him?
Amen.
Are you connected?
Amen.
Truly connected. Thank you, Lord. It's God. It's God. How many of y'all know that when we stay connected with Jesus, he's working everything out for us? Amen. No matter what's going on in your life, God's got it. taken a hold. Now, we can first of all, we can trust him for everything. And second of all, we know we're joined with him. And the last thing is this. We are an overcomer through Christ. We are a what? An overcomer. How many overcomers we got in here?
Amen.
I know somebody said they're overcomer earlier. We got some overcomers virtually as well. We are an overcomer through Christ. Come on, let's take it home. Look at verse 20, 36 again. As it is written, for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We are an overcomer.
Amen.
Through Christ. Y'all repeat after me. I'm an overcomer.
I'm an overcomer.
Say it again. I am. An overcomer.
Overcome.
Church, God didn't sugarcoat this thing. He said, look, there's going to be difficulties. There's going to be trials and tribulations. In this world, in this life, we're going to have trouble. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But he's told you today, you are more than conquerors. You are already an overcomer. God good. That was another shouting point for me. That's a point to shout. That's another place to shout right there. We are already an overcomer. Oh, thank you, Lord. We all should have been slaughtered like sheep, but here we are. Here we are. We have already overcome the worst. Blessings are on the way. God said in this life, you will be assaulted. In this life, you are going to have issues. In this life, you're going to have opposition. In this life, Satan's going to attack you. In this life, there's going to be some misunderstandings. In this life, there's going to be some heartaches. In this life, there's going to be some pain. In this life, things are going to press your nerves. In this life, there's going to be some things that's going to challenge your faith. But God, somebody say, but God. God says, you have already overcome. Y'all repeat with me, I am an overcomer. We are an overcomer through Christ. God says, I got you. Church, there's going to be some hard times. But what I learned along the way is that hard times helps us grow. Hard times are working for us, not against us. As a matter of fact,
no weapon
formed against us shall prosper. God uses our trouble for his good and for his glory.
Yes.
He uses for our good and his glory. How many of y'all know that?
Yes.
He uses our trouble for our good and his glory. Our trouble keeps him closer to us. Anybody know that?
Yes.
If you ain't going through anything, if you ain't ever been through anything, keep on living. But if you're not going through something, every once in a while you need to check something. Because he told us we're going to have tribulation and trials and trouble in this life. Am I right?
Yeah.
Our trouble keeps us closer. Anybody feeling closer today?
Amen.
Our trouble keeps us closer. Can I prove it?
Yeah.
Come on, let's go take it home. Put it verse 38 with me. Let's walk it on home. For I am persuaded. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That neither death, principalities, no powers, no things present, no things to come, no height, no depth, no any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Trouble, let it come. We're still going to be close to him. He said, none of this that you go through, none of the tribulations, none of the things trying to take you out is going to ever be able to take you from me. How many of y'all feel it closer today?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. As we get ready to take it home, y'all repeat after me one more time. God's got it.
God's got it.
Say it like you mean it. God's got it.
God's got it.
I want you to also say, it's working for me.
It's working for me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. God gave us power to overcome. How many overcomers we got in here? Y'all repeat after me. I am an overcomer. God gave us victory and more victory. Anybody feeling it?
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. We are an overcomer.
Yes.
And nothing can separate us from the love of God. Aren't you glad that Jesus overcame and death couldn't keep him in the ground? Jesus said, I am the great overcomer.
Yes.
And you are more than in me. Somebody say, I'm more than.
I'm more than.
Thank you, Lord. And whatever you're going through, Jesus has told you, I got you. Whatever you're going through, God says, I got this. Whatever trouble you're having right now, he says, I got you. Sickness, I got you. Anxieties, I got you. Don't know which way to go or which way to turn. He's saying, I got you.
Amen.
Y'all say it one more time. God's got it. God's leaning in your direction. Anybody feeling it right now? God is leaning in your direction. Do you sense it? Do you feel it? Can you feel the power? Can you feel him? His blessings are coming your way. He's leaning in your direction. This is your season for grace. This is your season for favor. God's got it already worked out for you. Give him some praise right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me leave you with this. Let's share with somebody that God blesses us. There's a story of an airplane that was getting ready to land. The airplane was approaching its destination when suddenly the light indicator for the proper deployment of the landing gear failed. Well, the plane then proceeded to fly around in circles over the Everglades while the crew checked to see if the landing gear truly had not deployed, or was it just a bulb in the indicator light not working? When the flight engineer tried to remove the indicator light assembly, it wouldn't budge. Right then, the flight engineer, being a Christian, told the crew, I believe it's a bulb. Let's pray about it and trust God. Well, the crew didn't want to hear that. So the captain and the pilot joined in and tried to help remove the landing gear indicator light assembly. As they struggled with the light assembly, none of them noticed that the plane was losing altitude. As a result, the plane flew right into the swamp, killing 101 people on board. But miraculously, there was one survivor. It turned out to be the Christian flight engineer who decided to pray. All of those people who lost, they were lost because the crew fiddled with the $6 light bulb and took their eyes off of what mattered the most. In case you're wondering, it turned out to be the light bulb. In this life, we often choose what we think is urgent or important, and we take our eyes off God. God is saying to you today, I got this. Do you believe him?
Amen.
Do you trust him?
Yes.
Are you going to stay with him?
Amen.
Are you going to give it all to him? Are you going to walk with him? Are you going to praise him no matter what? He says, I got this. Y'all repeat after me. God's got it.
God's got it.
One more time. God's got it.
God's got it.
Whatever you're dealing with today, say it one more time. God's got it.
God's got it.
We can trust him for everything. We know we're joined with him. And we are an overcomer through Christ. How many overcomers we have in here?
Amen.
Y'all say it one more time. I am an overcomer. Now this time say it like you mean it.
I am
an overcomer. Give God some praise. Give him some glory. He's already worked it out for you. And he's leaning in your direction. Praise God today. He's good, I tell you. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your divine presence. Amen. Let us get ready now to come with our invitation to discipleship.